insects.
Oh, like, well, I don't know. I guess I'm thinking of mosquitoes, but I don't know whether I know what you're talking about
They're
or not.
quite a bit larger than mosquito.
I don't know if think we have them here.
Have you ever heard of dragonflies?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you would call it?
Yes, a dragonfly.
You would call it a
Yes.
What would they call them? Snake feeder, I think
No,
they have.
no, no.
And okay, and now types of birds. You don't have many. Do you have woodpeckers?
Not many, not many, a few, but not many.
And are there different types?
Oh yeah, there's, I don't know, the red-headed woodpecker and I don't think of any other names.
Okay, all right. And you mentioned earlier the type of there's a sort of a bird of prey that is
Hawk,
supposed to be
eagle,
wise.
eagle, crow,
That
owl.
sometimes, yeah, Sometimes, are there different types of those around here? Are there quite a few of those, or not too many?
Well, yeah, we've got some. There's owls in these trees all the time. Big horned owls.
But that's the only kind you have around here?
Well, and there are no, you don't see very many of them anymore, but they call them a burrowing owl. And you used to see them around prairie dog towns, and they live underground. They go down the prairie dog holes. Yeah. You seldom see them anymore, but when I was a young boy, there was lots of them around.
Maybe they've
And
gone
lots.
the way of the prairie dog.
Could be that's part of it, I don't know.
That's too bad. So I guess you've mentioned most of the local birds. Are there any pest birds, ones that you wish wouldn't
Oh,
come
we
around?
get some crows in the springtime, and you get some magpies that you don't care about. And sparrows, I don't care much about sparrows either, because they nest around the barn and carry lice and things like
Great.
that.
What about? Yeah, you have these little blackbirds.
Oh, swallows and yeah, starlings. We don't get many starlings. Swallows are a pest. I mean, they'll come and try to build under the eaves on your house. We have to kind of
Knock them down.
knock them down and stay with them for a while in the spring, or they'll carry bed bugs and lice and things like that
Really?
too. So
I didn't know that.
you don't care about having them around.
Okay, what if, we mentioned before, I guess, are there different types of snakes you have around here?
Rattlesnakes. We have rattlesnakes and bull snakes, and I think a few buffalo snakes.
Buffalo snakes. What is that?
Well, they look a lot like a bull snake, except that they have a wide head on them. Bull snakes kind of got a long, narrower head than a buffalo snake. I guess that's what they are. Anyway,
Now,
they're a little
are these
different.
big snakes? How
They're
long?
about the size of a bull snake.
Okay, and how long is that?
Well, it'll vary. Most of the snakes in this country are go from, oh, 18 inches to 3 feet, I suppose. They don't get as big here as they do some places.
Let's see. If you're going to go fishing and you were to maybe stop by the road where little kids are selling things, what sometimes kids sell?
Stand,
Yeah,
lemonade.
and they sell things to fishermen.
Worms.
Worms, are there different names for worms?
Worms or night crawlers. Night crawlers are larger worms.
Okay, all right. And you go fishing around here, what kind of fish are in the lakes and streams?
Oh, rainbow trout, brook trout, cutthroat, brown.
And
Mostly trout in this country.
what's the difference between a brook trout and a cutthroat?
Well, a cutthroat has kind of got well, like his throat had been cut, there's a kind of a bright red place
So
there, or
it looks like
yeah.
blood.
And the other is a brook trout. Brook trout are kind of speckled. The rainbows, different colors running along the side of the fish.